Afghanistan's interim Prime Minister Hamid Karzai flew to Rome today to escort the former Afghan king back to his homeland after nearly 3 decades in exile. 87-year-old King Zahir Shah is due to preside over a grand council of Afghan tribal and ethnic leaders in June to select a new government. His supporters say the king can serve as a force for unity and peace in Afghanistan after years of conflict and chaos. But not everyone in Afghanistan is in favor of the former king's return, and there have been death threats against him. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us on the line from Kabul. Ivan, when exactly is the former king expected to return to Kabul?
Leanne, he's supposed to be arriving on Thursday, but authorities here are being a bit cagey about the exact time due to security reasons, they say. He's being met in Rome by the government delegation led by Hamid Karzai, but then he's flying to some unspecified country neighboring Afghanistan. They're not giving the exact country, again due to security reasons. Then he and his entourage are to board an Italian military plane escorted by Italian special forces, and they are then to fly to Kabul. This isn't 100% sure, though, because we've seen his homecoming delayed twice now in the past several months due to threats to his life.
Now, how worried are the Afghan authorities about Zahir Shah's security?
The Afghans were surprised when the last expected homecoming was abruptly canceled. This was said to be a decision made by the Italians, also in conjunction with other coalition countries, including President Bush. He was reported to have called the Italian government himself to say it was not safe for Zahir Shah to return to Afghanistan. They say there have been threats to the monarch's life. Earlier this month, the police arrested more than 100 suspects accused of plotting to attack Zahir Shah. On top of this, there have been frequent gun battles in the capital over the recent weeks with foreign peacekeepers stationed here. There was a recent assassination attempt on the defense minister. And just last weekend, we had two warlords whose forces were fighting tank battles less than 30 miles from the gates of the capital. So security has been an overriding concern here.
Now, what about the Afghan people? What's been the reaction to the news of the king's return?
Well, most of the people I've spoken with here are pretty excited about his return because Zahir Shah, he symbolizes a period of peace and prosperity here. Under his 40 years of rule, there was no war, and the civil war broke out in the decade after he was deposed. And he hasn't been tainted by the civil war that nearly every warlord and political leader here has been touched by. There's a belief that he could help rebuild the country. The fact, though, is that he's an 87-year-old man. He's very frail, and even his movements in this country once he arrives here will be quite limited, both due to security reasons and his failing health.
And what role is he expected to play in Afghan politics in rebuilding the country?
Under a peace agreement signed in Bonn, this was sponsored by the United Nations, he is supposed to be inaugurating the Loya Jirga, that's the Tribal Council of Elders, which will be meeting in June and which will be appointing a new government. Aside from inaugurating this historical council, he's just supposed to be a private citizen. He has said in an interview, though, that if the people call for him, he could be something more. Some people fear that members of his family may have some political ambitions and that they may seek to manipulate the king to try to push forward some kind of other political platform.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.